No, no, no. But that's also a good cigar, and that was a good, you know, we did our episode aired with Warfighter just before we left for PCA.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so that I smoked that one. That was a good one, too.
Yeah, Justin, and then I like this Corojo. That's the one. I've smoked that one, and then I think it's the fish sticks. I think it's the fish sticks.
Are those the small ones?
Yeah, yeah. Those are the small little, like, dog walkers.
Yeah.
And those little things are solid.
Are they?
I'd love to pick up a little pack of them.
Yeah.
Another one that's interesting that I got to try was the Bamp cigars. And it's Badass Mother
Effers.
And the guy is very, very eclectic guy. Very nice guy.
Veteran-owned.
Yeah, veteran-owned and operated company. And that's where he got his, you know, BAMF logo from. It's like, well, what do we do? Well, we're all this. So let's just call it this.
Yeah, I was telling my my military friends about BAMF. They knew what that meant. Oh, yeah, we know that one.
Yeah. So he gave me a Vlad the Impaler. And it was pretty good.
Yeah, they called it the Vlad the Impaler because in the tobacco from, like,
I think so.
You know,
where I'd have to do a Dracula's little bit of research. Yeah, yeah, Transylvanian tobacco.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So, what some honorable mentions? What do we not talk about, guys? What have we not? Because we got another section, and in another section, we're going to come up. We're going to talk after the break. We're going to talk about our booths. What we liked about the booths and the conversations that we had, or we didn't have, because we did get blown off by a few people.
We did, but it was most people. It was good because they recognized us from last year and they invited us in. So that was.
I'm excited that we got to interview Nick.
Yeah.
With a foundation.
Oh yeah, that was.
Hopefully,
nice.
We're gonna do an episode with foundation coming up. But we'll be back right after the break, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a.
Welcome back, folks. We were just talking about some of my honorable mentions from PCA 2025, but I want to take this little bit of section here and this last portion, and let's talk about how much fun we had.
That was great.
It was a good time. I want to thank the PCA for letting us come back this year. I mean, we've been back. This is our third year, and we've just enjoyed every bit of it, man. Yeah. Had a good time. Like I said, a lot of the relationships that we've built, we've been being able to come back and then we're recognized and they're, hey, yeah, come here and we've got this. Let's talk about this. Let's have an interview. And that, you know, my interview style is a lot different than everyone else's. I'm not going to sit there and schmooze them. You know?
Yeah. We got a lot of compliments on the interview style. Yeah. I think people enjoyed, you know, the five questions. You don't know what the five questions are. Go to the socials. You'll find out what the five questions are.
That's right. Go follow us on Instagram. Rich is doing a really good bang up job on them videos.
Banger.
He's putting out some bangers.
Yeah.
Justin, what was your favorite thing at PCA?
My favorite thing at PCA was...
Other than hanging out with me.
Just the amazing booth construction.
Yeah.
How they can put these things together in a day or two. Some of them were multi-level.
Yeah.
You could like go upstairs and then they had to take them down in a day. What was fun was watching the guy from Batman walk around the set trying to score boxes right before everything closed.
Captain America, Anthony Mackie.
So that was interesting.
I wanted to take a picture with him, and he wouldn't let me.
He wouldn't let you.
He was like,
Guy Fieri
was
no nice pictures. Though.
Yeah, Guy Fieri was cool.
To register a complete
And he was really cool. The veterans that were talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
He's
Robert ended up giving him a knife.
TV. What's that?
I said, oh, yeah, Robert right. ended up giving him a cigar cutter knife that he made to Guy Fieri. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think I like the pre-events and the events throughout the, post, events were great. The food was great.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That Camacho event was a lot of fun with the brisket.
Can we talk about the oysters?
Oh,
I know. Right.
Listen, folks, dudes. There was these grilled oysters at this place that I'm not a huge oyster fan, but like, I bet I ate 30 of them things.
Yeah. And it was nice. Kind of stuck in the back and people didn't know it was there. So
garlic butter. Oh, oh my goodness.
So no lines, huh?
No lines. Kept going around and around on that one. So good.
Yeah. So what else? What else, Rich?
I mean, I'll talk a little bit more about the food. I think it was Tatawahe sponsored the Cafe Dumont breakfast, or kind of they had
I just got a note from the side here. I guess Prego's was the people who got the oysters. Oh, Drago's.
Drago's.
That's
yes.
a P, bro.
Well known.
Like, your spelling so English good. Is hard. Yeah, Drago's. That, if you guys get a chance to go to Drago's down there, or even we got to go to Koshan Butcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
They used to have one here in Nashville, and I loved it. And we went to one, like, you went and brought us back some treats.
Yeah. Bacon, pralines.
Oh, so good.
What's wrong with either one of those words?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, and I think we had those shrimp po' boys.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, those were good too, man. Everything was good there. What's so interesting is I was really worried about New Orleans because I, you know, been pre-Katrina, and I hadn't been back since.
Yeah.
And it was just not a great place.
I think my only complaint is this. The bus line needs to run right next to the convention center.
Yeah.
Why does the bus line not run by the convention center?
I don't know. Maybe we can get a hotel closer next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at least we got to experience the drunk bachelor party guy.
Oh, my gosh. We come back from one of the nights, and there's this drunk dude laying sprawled out on the floor.
Nobody knew who he was.
I had to take his phone from him and FaceTime his friends, and I said, come get your boy.
Yeah. His buddies were in the strip club.
Yeah.
He had no idea where he was. He was not in the right place. He was
like, is this not my hotel?
And they're like, nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, PCA always does a great job. You know, you talk about the size of the booth. It's like, you know, it's like going to an Iron Maiden concert.
Yeah.
I mean, they come in and their crew comes in and sets these things up. And I mean, they're elaborate. The booths are elaborate. And everybody's booths, I mean, it's like the best cigar bar. What was that for? The best cigar bar, you know, and there's 50 of them. So, yeah. You know.
That's a good description.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was definitely, this was a lot larger of a floor this year than Vegas, it seems huge. Like
yeah. And the other thing, you know, talking to people, I was real interested, you know, getting, you know, not too political here, but, you know, talking about the tariffs, people were kind of, you know, like, how's business going? I think there was a little apprehension going into it that the manufacturers were not expecting a huge turnout, or that people were gonna you know, order as much. And everyone I talked to said, oh no, we've exceeded expectations in orders and how much, you know, what people are buying, what they're spending. So I think it was a pleasant surprise for everyone, you know, that was there, and that it was definitely worth the time and efforts.
Yeah,
that
was cool. It was definitely a good time for sure. Yeah,
JC Newman was really nice.
Yeah,
all those guys over there, their booth was incredible.
Yeah, Sydney was over there from them. Great hospitality.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember we went down to JC Newman and she took us around there, and that was a good time.
Great tour, American Cigar Factory.
Yeah.
And they even have a cigar where all the components are made here and grown here.
Yep. And that's insane. That's awesome. And it's really good too, if you haven't had
it. It's a good smoke. Yeah,
it's a great cigar.
Yeah.
But so what are you guys looking forward to next year, PCA?
It's going to be in New Orleans again.
It's going to be in New Orleans again.
I think it's going to be bigger because I think, from what I hear, some people were like, most like maybe some of the West Coast you know,
a lot of the West Coast people are like that. We don't. We're not. If it's not New Orleans, we're not going because it's not.
That was
close
during
by.
A Jewish holiday too. They, yeah. they that kept some people out.
They feel like Las Vegas is where they're supposed to go. So, yeah. you know,
some people get in their head that they only yeah. one place that you know.
But I think they're regretting not going.
Yeah.
So, I think next year is going to be bigger and better. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, like everything in worth, you know, everything in life is worth discussing. Did you guys do any fun pairings with any of this? With any of these cigars?
Yeah, so my new pairing is my wife bought this it was like a peach juice
uh-huh.
that she had bought to make some sort of tea for an event we did, and I had some left over, and it was so good.
Yeah.
With some of these cigars that I smoked. So that's my new thing.
Wow. Well, listen, guys, we had a good time at PCA. I want to thank the PCA, the Cigar Association, PCA. I want to thank y'all for having us out again. But just, yeah, if you guys have any thoughts, just feel words are hard today. Just feel free to leave us some comments, folks. Yep. And also go check out Instagram.
Social media, baby.
That's right. But I want to thank our co-host today. I want to thank good old boy Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Thank good old boy Rich.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
And this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsandSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
I've also through rain.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.